morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
The USDA released its latest crop progress report yesterday afternoon, in which the agency included its fifth week of corn condition ratings for 2019. Nationally, the corn crop's good to excellent ratings came in 58% versus 57% last week, 2 points above the average trade guess. Last year at this time, we were at 72% good to excellent in our national corn crop rating. Starting this week, the USDA is no longer reporting soybean planting progress, so the assumption is that we are now 100% planted for beans nationally, and it will remain at 96% planted. Beans came in at 95% emerged this week, compared to 90% last week. In the USDA's fourth good to excellent rating for soybeans, the agency pegged it at 54% versus 53% last week, 1 point above the trade. Good to excellent ratings for this time last year were at 69%. The forecast for the Midwest looks dry and hot over the next 10 days, while the 11 to 15 day forecast bears some relief with cooler weather going into the pollination phase, which should hopefully help things out. Nationally, winter wheat harvested this week rates 57% complete, well under 72% this time last year and 71% on average. According to USDA, Oklahoma's harvest is now 98% complete this week, which is normal from the historical perspective over the past 5 years. The Kansas harvest continues to progress, climbing up 20 points from last week's report to 81% complete. That compares to its normal rate of 95% and 98% last year at this time. In Texas, harvest is nearly wrapped up as well for the year at 97% complete. That's on par with normal for the state and better than last year's progress by 3 points. And remember, of course, as always, you can check out the complete crop progress report from the USDA this week by clicking over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Now, in other news today, legislation introduced in the House of Representatives would transfer jurisdiction for agricultural guest workers from the Department of Labor to the Department of Agriculture. The Agricultural Guest Worker Reform Initiative, or AGRI Act, introduced by Arkansas Republican Rick Crawford, would transfer the program to USDA, which is better equipped, he says, to address the need for temporary workers and will make the program more accessible to farmers. The legislation would also allow employers to offer market-based contracts and wages and increase the security of the program by requiring workers to return to their country of origin for 1 month following every 10 months of labor in the United States. By returning, workers' payroll taxes will be refundable at the U.S. consulate in their home country. The legislation also requires the Department of Homeland Security to provide guest workers with a traceable biometric ID card.
You got farm news on Ron.
Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.